I have something to share that has been highly requested, highly anticipated, and now it's finally here. The workbook for the girls who desire more. I created a 90-page digital workbook that includes journal prompts, powerful worksheets, thought-provoking questions, personal development activities, and so much more that'll have you digging deeper than ever before. And it's available right now for only $29. That's right. This workbook is a $299 value, and it's all yours for only $29 at victoriaalerio.com or at the link in the show notes. So grab your dream workbook, get to work, and become your dream girl now at victoriaalerio.com.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today we are talking about getting the ick instead of getting sad. But before we get into that, I need just a few minutes of your time to tell you about all the work I have done in the past week. I have completely revamped my coaching, and that is why this episode is late, because I have been working super late every night getting everything together. But I have something now for the girls who have been wanting coaching, but a big financial investment is the only thing that was holding them back. So not only do I now have a super affordable program, but one that you can actually make commission on. So if you want high value coaching at a low ticket price, listen up. I've completely revamped my coaching. Like I said, I put my programs into 3 tiers. So I'm now introducing tier 1 as the new and improved Confidence Club. Now, this is nothing like the Confidence Club I offered last year. So if you've been listening to For the Girls and you heard me talk about it previously, it is totally different. I just still love the name. So I'm reusing it, even though it is a brand new concept. So this Confidence Club is a membership where you get daily coaching with me through group chat access and a group call every month. Everything is completely open discussion format, no presentations. So we can talk about anything and everything. And what's different about the Confidence Club compared to my other coaching programs is that there's no start and end date. You can join whenever you please and pick up wherever you're at. So this membership is for the girls who want to grow at their own pace, take the pressure off of a private setting, and learn alongside a community of new like-minded besties. And you will gain an unlimited amount of insight and mentorship at an affordable rate without having to be really time committed to a certain day and time every single week. So if you're busy with work or school or kids or whatever it might be, this program is perfect for you, because every day and every call is going to look completely different. And after you fulfill 3 months in the Confidence Club, you can cancel anytime, or you can continue to stay as long as you please. So to get it growing, since it's just starting, I'm offering an affiliate program and a referral program. Now, the affiliate program is only for the OG members who join now. So if you join this week, you're gonna get a little commission on every referral's enrollment purchase as a thank you. So don't wait, because you will have lifetime access to earning commissions on referring your friends to the membership. But it does expire. So if you enroll now, then you're going to get that lifetime access of earning that little bit of commission for those enrollment purchases. But for everyone who joins, no matter when you join, there's no expiration date on this, the referral program. This is giving you access to a free 30-minute one-on-one coaching call with me for your referrals that fulfill 3 months in the Confidence Club. So this is not only exclusive to the people who joined this month. So whenever you join, if you refer a friend and when they complete their 3 months in the membership, you will get access to a one-on-one 30-minute coaching call with me. And I know that a lot of girls really value that one-on-one coaching. So I wanted to try to find a way to incorporate it in while being able to keep the price low, because if I started incorporating one-on-one calls as part of the membership, then the price would have to increase significantly. So like I said, keeping it a high value program, but at a low ticket price. And these are just little thank you gifts, honestly, for those who helped me grow the program, since it's something completely new that I'm launching and really wanting to, you know, build it up to its fullest potential. So this is something that I've never seen any other coaches do. It just came to my mind of like, what's a way that I can have these members help me grow the program along with them, but while also giving back for it. So did something a little different, and I'm really excited about it. Now, in general, there's so much more information on what's entailed in the program, so you can go to victoriaalario.com for that. Even if you just want to look at the website, because I got it done this week and it cost me a lot of money and I love it and I just want to share it. So go check out the website. And I also wanted to tell you girls quickly about Tier 2 as well, which is the Queens of Confidence group coaching program that is back next month, and it's even better than the last time. So if you remember, in the spring, I launched Queens of Confidence. It was a 6-week group coaching program, and I said that the second session would be back later this year. So after revamping it and working on it for the last couple of weeks, the program is now 8 weeks long instead of 6. The investment is significantly lower than it was the first time. And now you're also getting 2 months free of access to the Confidence Club included when you join the Queens of Confidence. So you're getting a lot more bang for your buck when you join this session, because you're actually getting 2 group chats and 10 calls rather than 8. It is 8 weeks, but you're also getting the free monthly calls from the Confidence Club included. So much bang for your buck. It's going to be amazing. Feel free to DM me on Instagram if you have any questions regarding these programs, but otherwise you could check it all out on victoriaalario.com. Now let's get into today's episode, because disinterest is unattractive and we gotta talk about that. Girls, first things first, stop getting attached. From day one, so many girls are attached simply because a guy is giving them attention and they're just taking what they can get. We have to completely eliminate this desperate energy and remember how important our standards are. So I gotta be real with you girls. Stop trying to manipulate men into liking you, and stop following these weird tactics and manifestation things that you see online or on TikTok. If a man doesn't like you, he doesn't like you. Point blank. You're not going to change his mind, nor should you want to. So you don't need to become some master manipulator to convince him otherwise. You don't need to play these games. You don't need to do all this different like foo-foo voodoo type of stuff to have him thinking about you when he goes to bed at night. Because for starters, you should want a man who likes you just because he likes you. And secondly, it's unsustainable. You're trying to figure out how to make him come back. AKA, he's not coming back because he values you and misses you. He's coming back because you're playing mind games. So it's not sustainable, because you cannot manipulate a man into liking you long term and staying. He's coming back on a manipulation tactic. So when the chase is over, so will his interest. If you want a man to like you long term and commit to you, the only thing you can do is live your life exactly the way you normally do without changing anything. The way it was before he met you, the way it was when you were happy with or without him. That has to be the way you continue living your life after he has chosen to remove himself from it. So if you were not previously talking to his friends on a daily basis, don't start messaging them and writing to all of their stories, hoping that they will tell him about it. Oh, I spoke to her today, whatever. Don't start doing all these extra things just to get your name back to him, hoping it'll gain his interest. Live your life the same way you always have. And yes, if he comes back, fine. At least you know then that he likes you and misses you. And you can decide from there if you want him or not. So have more options, date more people, and at the very least, do it just to get dating experience and to gain confidence from going on dates. Even if you're like, but I'm so obsessed with him and I don't want to see anybody else and I don't like anybody else. It's better in the long run if you just do it for the sake of getting comfortable dating. It's like the gym. The more you go to the gym, the stronger you get. Or with school, the more you study, the smarter that you get, the better you do on the test, right? So the more you go on dates, the better you get at dating, the better you get at texting with guys, knowing how you want your energy to be, feeling comfortable with certain things and whatnot. So allow yourself to at least have the options, whether it be dating apps or going out in person and meeting people, whatever it might be, so you're not obsessing over this one specific guy. Stop putting all of your eggs into one basket just because he gave you a little bit of attention, especially if he's pulling back now. So chill out. Speaking of pulling back, have you ever heard of the rubber band theory? If yes, great. Good. If not, then you need to listen up. With the rubber band theory and pulling back and whatnot, if you chase, he will pull away. Making that extra effort and chasing him is not going to bring him closer to you. He will want his space and he will pull back from you. So what do you need to do? Honor that and respect that. Instead of chasing him, give him the space that he's asking for. Give him what he wants. Pull yourself back. So picture a rubber band. If he's pulling and you're pulling, now what do you have? Tension. The further you pull apart, the stronger the tension, like a rubber band being pulled in two different directions. So make that rubber band stretch. What will it do? It'll pull him back to you. If you're obsessed and doing the opposite and chasing him, he will see that as clingy. That shouldn't be what you want in general. There's so much more to life than just getting the guy. So don't be that girl. Don't be that codependent and sit around waiting for his time and attention. Remember, there is more to life. Tap into your independence, tap into your strength, and enjoy your own life. Keep busy. One might say, you know, in an argument or a response to the rubber band theory, like, oh, well, why should I play games? You're saying don't play games, so why can't I just go for it? Why can't I just express myself and make the effort and tell him how I really feel and be genuine? You're saying don't play games. So isn't this playing a game? If you're pulling back, that's playing a game. If you, you know, are feeding into the rubber band thing, then that's the complete opposite. That's playing a game and whatnot. Listen, let me clarify something. This is not a game because this is truly how men operate most of the time. They need that space. Listen, you can go for it. You can do whatever feels right for you. If you feel like making more effort and expressing yourself 500 times and constantly reaching out and waiting around for him is what feels right to you, then absolutely go for it. But it has to do with just the makeup and science of men, and I am not a man, so I cannot fully elaborate, but if you really look into this, it is how their brain works. They are natural born chasers rather than being the one who is chased. So while I don't see this as a game, I see this as just really respecting how what they want and how they feel. And if they want that space, give it to them just a little bit. And of course, expressing yourself is extremely important. I always vouch for that. But this is when a guy is just truly showing his disinterest in you. It should honestly be unattractive to you. So this way you say, all right, then I'm going to pull back. If you're pulling back, I'm not interested. If you're not interested, I'm not interested. So this is the time where you will see if this relationship or situationship or whatever will fade out or progress. Because if you get past that rubber band stage, that pulling back from each other stage, it'll turn into something real from there. If not, just like a rubber band, when there's too much tension, it'll break. And all that tells you is that he's not the one for you. And what I notice a lot, whether it be with my clients or with girls on TikTok or girls who message me asking for advice, is how surface level a lot of women see the value in a man. So they think maybe because of his looks or his job or his lifestyle, whatever it might be, that he is such a great guy. It's all things on the surface. He has X, Y, and Z. I love all of these things about him. He's so high value. He's a true high value man. He's exactly what I want in a man. So they think that means going for a guy like that is having high standards. Whereas I would completely argue that that is still settling. Wanting even the best man ever who's got it all going on for himself, but he doesn't like you and he really doesn't pursue you and doesn't really show interest or care in you, is still settling. He could have everything on paper that sounds fabulous, but if he lacks that true deep desire to be with you, and you just want to be with him because of whatever he has going on in his life, that is still settling. That is not having high standards. Because when you're really knowing like what your standards are and what you want and what you deserve, at the very least of that, you deserve someone who truly wants to be with you. That is the bare minimum. You at least deserve to be in a relationship that is mutual and reciprocated, and you feel the same way toward each other, and you feel loved and cherished and valued. So he doesn't have to be, you know, this businessman or whatever that works on Wall Street and he lives this lavish life. He doesn't have to be that just to say you have high standards and you get this super high value guy. I don't believe that's what makes somebody high or low value or whatever. I get honestly cringy when people say that online. I think when a lot of girls online are describing a man as high value, what they really mean is that he's high earning, high income, or highly connected. And they don't actually mean high value, because I don't think that somebody's material things or surface level things or things that they have determines value in a human at all. I think that has everything to do with character and integrity and their intentions and, you know, their heart and just how they treat people and how they love you and care for you. The value lies there over anything else. Do they meet your needs? Do they give you what you desire and what you need emotionally? Do they show you love in your love language? Do they make you feel safe and secure and good about yourself? I have talked about this for years now. The number one most important thing in a partner is to feel safe and secure. And if they don't make you feel that, nothing else should really matter, because that's clearly not the partner for you. So this is why I say that lack of interest has to be unattractive to you, because what should be at the very least of what you require in a relationship is to feel desired. So that lack of interest in you on his end is unattractive. His lack of effort in dating you is unattractive. His lack of urgency in pursuing you is unattractive. His lack of excitement about having you in his life is unattractive. If he's not excited about you, and he's hardly taking you out and dating you, and he's not pursuing you whatsoever, and ultimately shows he's not interested in you, that should all be so unattractive to the point where you are no longer interested in him. And why don't we also boost our self-esteem and boost our confidence to the point of getting the ick of like, wait a second, you don't like me? You don't want to be with me? Are you aware of who you're even dealing with right now? Like, let's put ourselves on that pedestal. And maybe you're not going to actually say that to him, because that could be quite obnoxious to be like, well, I'm the best thing you're ever gonna find and you're never gonna get better than me. Like, that's not confidence at all. What I mean is just for your own sake and your own mentality of knowing your worth and knowing what you desire and what you deserve and what you ultimately won't settle for. So I had a client tell me about a guy that she was kind of talking to, but not every day, and went on a couple dates with, but not too often. And he told her from day one he wasn't looking for anything serious and he didn't want a girlfriend. So when she brought it up to me, she was saying to me, like, it's all good because we're on the same page and we're both so busy and blah, blah, blah. So I asked her, really? I mean, you're talking about him on our call. You're utilizing our session to ask for advice and expressing yourself to me. And this is coming up for you when we're talking about feelings and whatnot. So are you trying to convince me now that it's all good and you don't really care? Do you honestly and actually feel like you're on the same page as him? And she was like, well, because he was honest with me up front, I knew what I was getting myself into and I don't want to look crazy, so I can't say anything. So it might seem like such a difficult situation when you're like, well, he was honest and I accepted, so now I can't be that girl who says something. So I said to her, you know, of course I respect that you're respecting him and giving him the credit for being honest with you instead of leading you on. I would say that that's a good thing to know, he has a little bit of integrity there. But why are you even in this situation? It's not what you want. And I don't mean when I say that to try to convince him to commit to you. I don't mean you shouldn't be in the situation. You should tell him that you need commitment and you should try to convince him of that. No, not at all. Because he clearly told you that's not what he wants. So you can't go against that now and try to convince him otherwise. I just mean, why are you in the situation with a guy who doesn't want the same things as you at all? Why would you not put yourself out there for someone who does want the same things as you? Someone that you're actually on the same page as. Why limit yourself to this guy when there's so much more out there that's most likely better suited for you? Because I can see that you're struggling. You're not being honest with yourself. To me, it is clear as day that you like him and you would like for him to call you and text you every day, and that you wouldn't be too busy to text him every day if he wanted to, and that you would be more than happy to go on dates with him consistently if he asked you every week, every weekend. You would be there and ready to go out with him. But because he doesn't want that, you're settling and just taking what you can get, and you're just accepting these little breadcrumbs here and there because you do like him, so deep down you think maybe he'll change his mind if I wait around. If I stick it out and then he decides he wants a girlfriend, I'll be the girlfriend. So you're willing to give him what he wants, knowing that you're hurting yourself in the meantime and you're sacrificing your own happiness. Why do you think he is deserving of getting what he wants, but you're not deserving of getting what you want? You do want a boyfriend. So why wouldn't you put your desires and needs first to find someone who wants to commit to you and actively pursue you the way you desire? Girls have to stop romanticizing what they have with someone. This is what keeps going on. This is a big problem. When girls call their dynamic with another guy like a situationship, I don't even believe in that. I believe only that girl calls him her situationship, and that guy doesn't call her anything at all. She's just a girl he's talking to. She's just a girl that he hangs out with. But he also talks to other girls and he also hangs out with other girls. That man's feelings are not invested, so he's not calling you a ship. He's not giving you a label. You're not his situationship, even though you think he is yours. You just want to romanticize this little dynamic that you have with someone and make it feel like there's more to it than it is. But quite frankly, all he's doing is giving you a little bit of attention, and you're afraid to be completely single and feel alone with no prospects. So that's why you're accepting breadcrumbs. You know, when people used to say to me, isn't it so lonely being single? I can't imagine being single for so long. And I always told them, it's much better to be single and alone than to feel lonely when you're with someone. because feeling lonely when you're single sometimes is normal. You see people in relationships, you're like, oh, I want that, whatever. You want a partner, so it is normal to get that feeling. But feeling lonely when you like someone or want to be with someone, or maybe you are with someone who can't fulfill your needs, or you have the situationship that you really like, but he doesn't like you back, that is the worst feeling ever. So that's why I always refused to settle. So trust me when I say, being single to stand by what you deeply desire and waiting for that will pay off much more than being in an unreciprocated dynamic with someone or having feelings that are just not mutual with someone. A relationship where you have those reciprocated mutual feelings should be the only thing that you want and are willing to accept. So if you girls are romanticizing a situation with somebody that you think is more than what it is, you feel like you have something to lose. So you get sad when they go. But what's that quote that's like, you can't lose something that you never had or that never truly belonged to you anyway? You have nothing to lose. You have everything to gain. There's nothing to lose when you're just simply losing a text once a week or a date once a month or a little bit of attention from somebody who's never going to give you what you really want. But there's everything to gain when you put yourself out there and open the doors to someone you're compatible with, someone on the same page. Because right now, having that guy in your life is blocking your blessings. Because there are blessings out there, but you have to make the space for them. So instead of getting sad when you let this person go and when you remove yourself from that dynamic, get excited. Because now your blessings are going to come through. Now there's space. You're letting this go so you could get better. You're removing yourself from a situation that isn't serving you. And you're going to ultimately wait until you find a situation that's that much better for you. So when I say get the ick, maybe I'm kind of kidding a little bit, but I more so just mean get that feeling of like, ugh, I am too good for this. Better is out there for me. I'm not sad. I'm optimistic. I'm excited. So much more is on the way to me right now. And let's not forget the importance of our lists. Every single girl should have a list of what she desires in a partner, what she is looking for in a man. And on those lists that you have of desires, I'm sure that you have on there like an action taker, a man who will prioritize me and commit to me. So if he will not commit to you, you really shouldn't be sad about it because you're actually not going to get what you want from him if you stay. So you should find that unattractive. That does not align with your lists of desires and needs. So it is unattractive to you because what you want is someone who will commit to you. So that's not this guy. There is nothing attractive or interesting about someone being willing to lose you. Let's put it that way. There is nothing desirable about someone who does not desire you. So if they are putting themselves in a position to never have a chance with you, that right there tells you this is not what I desire, need, or want in my life. And that is all what we have for today. So I just wanted to keep that short and sweet. Sorry again for this being late. It was a busy week. But like I said, all of the details for my coaching tiers are on victorialario.com. And if anybody wants to get a little bit of advice from me on an upcoming episode of For the Girls, email me at victoria.forthegirlspodcast@gmail.com with your story time and submissions for a chance to be featured on an upcoming episode. Until next time, girls. I have something to share that has been highly requested, highly anticipated, and now it's finally here. The workbook for the girls who desire more. I created a 90-page digital workbook that includes journal prompts, powerful worksheets, thought-provoking questions, personal development activities, and so much more that'll have you digging deeper than ever before. And it's available right now for only $29. That's right. This workbook is a $299 value, and it's all yours for only $29 at victoriaalerio.com or at the link in the show notes. So grab your dream workbook, get to work, and become your dream girl now at victoriaalerio.com.